Hope. I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you have hope? No matter what your circumstances are today, no matter what you find yourself struggling with, no matter what you're going through in your life or have gone through to this point, just as our actors and those that were up here on the stage have gone through various parts in their life and the different struggles that were on display in each one of them, and you could see that in each one. And no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what it is that you're facing today, no matter what Christmas brings to your heart in this time, because for some, Christmas is a joyful time. For some, it's a struggle. For some, it's a difficult time, because for some, it may be the first Christmas that they spend alone. It may be the first Christmas that they spend separated from someone that they love. And there's all kinds of struggles and there's all kinds of difficulties that we face in our lives, and we realize that and we see that in our world and we feel that in what's going on all around us, as it feels like the darkness keeps getting darker and that this world keeps falling more and more away from the world, away from the Lord. And the truth is that it is. But in this life, we can still have hope. In this life, we can still have peace. In this life, we can still have the promise of eternal life, because hope is more than just what we feel. Hope is more than just our circumstances. And maybe today you feel hopeful about your day, about this, about your future, or maybe you feel hopeless. I don't know where you're at in your life, but what I do know is that God's desire is that you would come to understand that He offers to you hope. He longs for you to be hopeful. He longs for you to understand that that hope comes through a gift that He offers to you. How many of you like to get gifts at Christmas? Come on, raise your hand. How many of you like to give gifts at Christmas? All right, lots of you, that's good. You're in good company, because God does too. Think about this. In James chapter 1, verse 17, it says this: every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. God loves to give gifts to us. And the greatest gift, the most perfect gift ever given, God is the one who has given it to us, and He offers it to you even today. He offers it to you today. And the angels talked about it in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. The angels proclaim it, and they said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." What is that gift? What is this gift that God has given? What is this gift that God offers to you? The gift of Jesus is the gift that He offers to you. The gift of not just feeling or experiencing hope, but actually knowing hope. Having a relationship with Jesus. And He offers to you this great gift. And He longs for you to know Jesus. Yes, this pronouncement by the angels was about a specific time and a specific place. And it was given to specific people. But the reality is that announcement is something that is true for every one of us. Born unto you this day, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. As we talked about last week, Jesus Christ came to this earth for you. He came and offers to you hope, offers to you life, offers to you peace today. He wants you to experience that today. He wants you to experience His gift today. And the question is whether or not you'll accept it. And if you've accepted it, whether or not you're living it out, because it's not enough just to accept the gift. We must accept that gift if we want to have eternal life. But God's call in our life is, once we've accepted that gift, that we should be sharing it with other people. And so no matter where you're at in your walk today, no matter where you're at in your life today, God wants you to experience hope. And I love this. Jesus is not limited just to the past. Why? Because he rose again. Jesus died, yes, on a cross, but he rose again and is alive today. And that phrase, be for all people, refers to all people through all time. Jesus is offered to every single person. He didn't come just for a select group of people. No matter what some theologians may teach, Jesus came for the whole world. His desire is that every person would not perish, but would put their faith and trust in him. And he loves you. For unto you. Unto you. Think about that. You may never have heard that. You may never have even come to really understand. Jesus was born for you. He's born for me. He was born for every single one of us. What an amazing gift. What an incredible gift that God offers to every single one of us. John 1:12 tells us, to him who receives him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. God offers to you this gift. The thing is, do you want it? Do you want it? See, not only did God come to be with us, not only does God offer to us eternal life, but he offers to live in us and through us. One of my favorite verses in Scripture, Colossians 1, verse 27, it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Would you say that out loud with me right now? Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I want you to personalize it and say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Say that. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Is he in you? Is he in me? Do I know him? Do I have a relationship with him? Do I have hope because Christ is in me? Yes, he is the hope of glory, the hope that we have of eternal life, the hope that we have of heaven one day being our home, the hope that we have that Christ is going to return. Jesus Christ is coming again. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but Jesus is coming again, and he wants to be in us. How's that happen? It happens through a relationship. It happens by us putting our faith and trust in him. And Jesus is the one that makes all the difference in the world in our life. And so, is he in you? Do you know that you have a relationship with him? I'm not talking about that you're a member of a church. I'm not asking you if you've been baptized. I'm not asking you if you can read the Bible and you can pray on demand. I'm not asking that. I'm asking, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Is he in you? Do you know that if you were to close your eyes today in death, in this life here, you would open them in the presence of the Lord? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you believe that? Those that trust in his name, those that believe in his name, have the right to be called children of God. And that's God's desire, is that you would be his kid. That you would be his son, his daughter. And he offers to us hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Why is it that we have a living hope? Because we have a living Savior. Jesus is alive, amen? He's alive, and because he's alive, we have a living hope. Not just a hope for yesterday, not just a hope for tomorrow, but a hope for today. And it's not just a feeling that we have. It's not just a good, warm, fuzzy feeling that we have. It's not just that we have this expectation somehow that everything is going to work out right and go the right direction and work out well for us. We don't know that here on this earth. But what we do know is that Jesus Christ is alive and He wants to live in us. And so I ask you again, are you hopeful or hopeless? That really depends. That really depends on whether or not you know Christ. Because if you don't know Christ, my friend, you're not hopeful. You might have some hopeful expectations. You might have some feelings of hope. But the reality is you really don't know hope until you know Christ. If you're here today and you've never put your faith and trust in Christ, then my challenge to you is put your faith in Christ. Put your hope in Christ. Begin a relationship with Christ so that He is in you and you can receive Him and you can become a child of God. And if you don't know that, why not move from being hopeless to hopeful? Why not move from death to life? Why not receive the greatest gift you could ever receive this Christmas, the gift of knowing Jesus Christ and being in relationship with Him? What's keeping you from it? If you know Him, you say, yeah, Christ is in me. Christ is in me. I want you just to take a look for a moment at Luke chapter 2, if you would. Turn your Bibles there, Luke chapter 2. I want to challenge you as well, because just as the skit that we just watched challenged us, hope is not something that we keep to ourselves. We must share it. We must be willing to tell others. We must be willing to walk alongside others in this day, in this time, and share the hope of Christ with other people. And you and I are called to do that. You and I, as followers of Christ, if we know Jesus, we can't keep this to ourselves, because if we're hopeful, then like a glass of water that we overflow because of whatever reason and it affects everything around it, that should be what happens in our life. We're so hope-filled with Christ that as we live out this life, others see Christ in us, and there should be a desire in us that we would proclaim Jesus to others around us. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. Again, I'm sorry, I forgot my blankie. I should have brought my blankie with me. I could have been like Linus. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The living water put into a water trough." Wow. The bread of life, born in Bethlehem, a bakery. That's what Bethlehem means, a house of bread, a bakery. Lying in a manger, suddenly there was an angel, or with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying. You ever notice that? Just a little fun Christmas fact. The angels don't actually sing. They say. They speak. That may burst some of y'all's bubble, and you're like, oh, man. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased. Angels went away from them into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem, house of bread, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, look what it says. "And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." The very first ones to live out a faith in Christ, a belief that this Messiah was who he said he would be. The shepherds, some of the most unlikely of individuals, they go out to, it says, to everyone. Everyone that they came in contact with, they told about this child. They told about this hope. They told about this Messiah, this one who had come. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. They planted seeds just as you and I are instructed to plant seeds. And people, we can't change a heart, we can't change somebody's life, but we can plant seeds of hope, we can plant seeds of truth. And you and I are called to go and do that. And so why not at this time of year, why not do that? Why not go and tell others the good news of Jesus? And like the shepherds and even like the angels, we can proclaim that Jesus Christ has come, that Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ wants to live in the heart and life of every single person, and that they can know that hope and they can have faith that one day they too will have the hope of glory and they will know that they can spend eternity with God. And so we go. See, I wonder sometimes if that's not the problem, is that we haven't been amazed by Jesus. Yeah, we say we know him. We know facts about him. We know this, we know that. But has he amazed us? Has he done something in us that, man, I can't help but share it. I can't help but tell people about him. I want others to know him. I love what Psalm 89, verse 1. If you don't know this verse, you should write this passage down. I will sing of the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness from generation to generation. Some of you might be thinking, you know, I haven't shared Christ to this point in my life. I really haven't done that. Can I just say to you, you can start now. You can redeem the time now, and from generation to generation, you can share the good news of the gospel. Those grandkids, those nieces, those nephews, those people, whoever you might be getting together with this Christmas, you can share the good news of the gospel with them, and you can pass on from generation, your generation, to the next generation of faith and understanding of who Jesus is, and you can help be the one to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to others around you. I will sing of the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord forever. Forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness from generation to generation. Are you doing that? You say you know him. You say you have a relationship with him. When we said, Christ in me, the hope of glory, I hope that was not just you repeating it because I'm asking you to. I hope that that verse, I pray that that verse is a reality, a truth in your heart, in your life. And this Christmas, you can give Christmas away by sharing about this living hope, about the hope of glory, Christ in you. Because I believe this, the greatest gift given to you is the greatest gift that you can give others. Jesus. Will you? This Christmas, will you do that? Will you give that great gift to others by telling them, by proclaiming to them who Jesus is to you? Earlier, we prayed and asked God to speak to our hearts. I wonder, number one, what is God speaking to you about today? Maybe there's a name that he's placed on your heart that you need to share this good news with. Maybe there's someone that is just, God is burdening your heart for, and you want to tell them about Jesus. Can I encourage you? Ask God. God, lead me to someone that I can share with today, this week. I'm going to ask you, would just close your eyes, bow your head. What is he speaking to you about today? What does he want you to do today? Because I believe God's desire is that you would put your faith and trust in him, that you would say, yes, I'll follow after you. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll proclaim you. Again, I don't know your heart. Maybe you're here today and you're going, I don't even know Christ. I don't have a relationship with him. And my friend, that's the first thing you need to do. That's the first step you need to take, is put your faith and trust in Jesus. And then you can proclaim, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And you can know that hope of glory lives in you. And that you know I have a relationship with him. God, thanks for each person here today. Thank you that you know our hearts. Thank you that, God, your desire is for us to not just know about you, but to know you, to be in relationship with you, to have you in each of our hearts, in each of our lives, and that we would go out living as though Christ is living in us, and that others would see Christ in us. And may we this Christmas be willing to give Christmas away by telling others about your son, Jesus. God, thanks for your love. Thank you for your son. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. Let's sing this last song.